주어지기요. 이연아 다디 상전에 시에디 토비에 요리 요 말이 어 주원이 레고리 아니 그시 토비에 요나 다디 아 심전기 톱 뉴바레 말이 토비에 주요나 다디 상전이 공방 시에디 톱 뉴바레 말이 심전 가시기 톱 뉴바당 가시기 톱 미뉴바레 양나 심전 탐제기 톱 뉴바레 어 딘데기 다 심전 탐제기 아니 산진이 콤바 톱 뉴바 이나 아니 산진이 콤바 톱이 탑 가래요래 어디 디 티와 디래 산진이 콤바 세지 산진 세지 여다메 여나 디 두비에 여다메 두비에 여나 좋아 다 심전이 디다 톱이에 여다메 톱이에 여나 심전 탐지기 톱 뉴바래 말해 아니 심전 탐지기 톱 뉴바 이나 아니 디 톱이 탑 간제래 탑 가래 가래래. 어다디 티와 시지도아디 다 남샤 스모래 다 소소라 예반예바 지교기오래 성내 다 디 시대 뭐네 다 디 시라 제바첸다 어데 제바첸아래 아니 디 제수 디네 개위체 두에기 삼로망보 다예요라.
So when we say in this intention or think, I wish to attain Buddhahood for the sake of other sentient beings, well, when we talk about Buddhahood or becoming a Buddha, there are various questions that arise with regard to that. We say, think about this first, when it comes to, well, is Buddhahood possible? Is it possible to become a Buddha? Is that something that exists or not? And we need to examine or investigate. These are the sort of questions that arise when we talk about wishing to attain Buddhahood. And so first, the kind of question that arises is, does this exist or not? Is it something that exists? And then we ask the question, well, can it be attained? Is Buddhahood something that is attainable by various beings? And following from that, the question arises, well, do all sentient beings have the ability to give rise to Buddhahood, become Buddhas, or are there some that are able to do so and some that aren't able to do so? And then once we think about that and determine whether or not all sentient beings have the ability to become a Buddha, the question then becomes, well, what are the methods? How do we go about attaining that state of Buddhahood? So again, when we are contemplating this or first thinking about this, and actually kind of on a regular basis, we need to understand, well, is Buddhahood possible? Is it possible to become a Buddha? Is this something that can be attained? So first, does it exist? Can it be attained? Do all sentient beings have the ability to attain this? And if so, then what are the methods that we can use to attain such a state? And so we need to find certainty in these various answers. I mean, just to say those words is not sufficient, but rather we need to have an understanding that is based in a certainty of regarding these kinds of questions that arise with regard to Buddhahood.
Oh yeah, that Tua Tambu de Sangye Seji Yodame Siede. Oh, Sangye Seji Yodame Siede. That Sangye Siede Yobate Kare Sangye Lejiora Sang Ladizamba Diba Bama de Sigore. Diba Tamje. Ah, Tapa Sangwa. Ye Ladi Sheja Tamje Kondo Chiba. Sheja Lode Yeba. That Maribi. That Tendaya Ninamji Dashi, Maripi Nile, Sang Shin, Shija Lote, Jeba, Sang Jelana, Nita Javi, the Maripa, Sepatang, Sepat Pambatang, and in Diggy Samba, Majumi Ni Samba, Nita Maripa, Majumi Kuti, Kuti Shia, or Mong, Mongba Chi Yu, Soso Sengi, Soso Sola, Ned Yangi, Chile, Lenaya, Niki Tips, not Dilla Mongi. That didn't the Maribi Momba the Pandi Samba Tini Nisan, Nisa Sona Tini Sama, Dula, Dada, Nyanga Karina, Tongura, or Dinashi, Sang Siakitanda. Gela Dita, Maripa Dipjaki, Maripa the Sangyong Ditini, Sheja Tamje, Kondo Chiba de Yumiores, Sangyes, Dashet Dilis.
Here, with respect to the word Buddha, and we don't really have a special English word for Buddha. I don't know if there's a particular word that captures it in English, but in the Tibetan, there are two syllables to this a word for an enlightened being, a completely enlightened being. The first is sang, which is referring to having cleared away all kinds of obscurations or all sorts of stains and negativities. And so this is referring to all of the kinds of the stains of ignorance, and particularly the two kinds of obscurations, having cleared those away completely. Then the second syllable, ge, refers to this expansion. The mind has been expanded or reaches to all objects of knowledge. And so here, our delusion is kind of like a sleep. So long as we have this sort of ignorance that is grasping at some kind of a self, we are like a sleeping person. If you are asleep in your bed and totally encapsulated in that sleep, if someone comes next to your bed with a knife ready to kill you, there's nothing that you can do. There's no sort of, you're not able to perceive these dangers so long as you are within that sleeping state. And so too with our sort of sleep of ignorance, the delusion that we have regarding what it is that we should and shouldn't do, it's like we're in this kind of sleep-like state, not aware of the sort of dangers that we face. And so a Buddha has completely cleared away those obscurations such that they are totally awakened. And not just in that sense of having cleared away, but they have also expanded their mind completely with respect to all objects of knowledge. So a Buddha really refers to one who has cleared away all stains and expanded or developed all good qualities.
Oh yeah, that. Oh, the Sanjay said that she did teach it. Maribi Nil Sang, she's a Lodi Giva. Mantanamji Sanskrit, Buddha like, Tundam Mambula, Jaragi, Tundam Mambushi, Metopama Kajabola, Buddha like Uris, Nisabola, Buddha like Uris, and a young old up Buddha like Tundam Mambu, even on a Peggy, Lodza Namji Juriade, Maribi Nisabola, and Juruaris, Sanjay's Sang Lady, Nisang. Roa, that ni sang la, the Maribi ni dan trawa, the sang bala, oh, dinde juvere, that Chidang Buddha la, Tendang Mambula juvere, Medopema Kajabala, Buddha la yores.
So here, that's sort of the etymology of this word Buddha. So actually Buddha in the Sanskrit has many different meanings. This can refer to you would use this word for the opening of a lotus flower. You would use this word for waking up from sleep. And so it's a very rich sort of word with respect to its meaning. And when the Tibetan translators translated it into Tibetan, they chose these two sort of syllables to translate the word Buddha, and it's really referring to one who has awakened from this sleep of ignorance, and in so doing developed all good qualities. So these are that's the way in which it was translated, although it can have many different meanings, like opening up of a flower or waking up from sleep.
Oh yeah, that did it. That Sangye said you the me that Sanglo Tamara Sangye said you but that I'm going to come to be your resident. Tindaki Maripa Seba Yemela Tabra, Tindi Samba Nanzuki Semki Timate, Ta Seya Yeme Tabra, Semki Timate, Meba Chaya Yeme, Takugur, Tati, Ani, Namji Manzo, Ani, Gilamala Sumanash, Semki Ranshi, Esa, Timan, Lobuas, Kujujeta Yuva Shigur, O Semki Ranshi, De Lemeba. Mwenen tangne be nganzi semgi rangxin te dang tixin shigwi semgi sangjengi semgi rangxin ni de da keba yo ma re su re yinaya nganzi semgi rangxin de lobur ki tima ki dip de yo re tixin shigwa sangjengi semgi rangxin de lobur ki tima de tabo re digi keba re ma to semgi rangxin la ane tixin shigwi semgi rangxin te dang nganzi semgi rangxin ni da be Tima Time Rangshin Time Tapa Chikbare Inaya Da Lobur ki Tima Ye Megi Kepa Yo Inzang Nanzi Semgi Tima De Namshikna Ani Bezi Chene Taksona Nyembi Toki Taksona Ani Sangye Siyede Tukire Es Ode Sangye Siyede Yobote Tinte Yungyo Res
So I'm thinking then whether or not it is possible or whether or not Buddhahood exists, we have to sort of regard, well, is it possible to attain such a state of Buddhahood? If the ignorance that is in our mind or that is currently obscuring our mind is not something that we can remove, then it wouldn't be possible to attain such a state of Buddhahood. But if it is possible to remove that ignorance, if there are actually methods by which we can get rid of that, then it is possible for us to attain such a state of Buddhahood. And so as it says in Maitreya's Uttara Tantra, the Sublime Continuum, the nature of mind is clear light. The stains are adventitious. So our mind is such that the nature of it is not sullied or defiled by this ignorance, but rather that is something that is adventitious, that is temporary or suitable to be removed. So when we look at the nature of our mind and the nature of the mind of an enlightened being or a Tathagata, one who is thus gone, we find there's no real difference in the nature of our mind other than our mind is obscured by these temporary or adventitious kinds of stains, and their minds have been purified from such stains. But in terms of that fundamental nature, those stains or those sorts of obscurations are not something that have penetrated the nature of our mind, but rather by applying the proper kind of antidote, we're able to remove such ignorance. So in this way, there is a kind of natural purity of mind that is equal to all or applicable to all, and then there is that kind of temporary cause of the minds being obscured, these adventitious, as we call them, stains.
Oh yeah, that digi sanjen yoba dang sanjen siyede top runwa sigura da top runwa dang sanjen yoba de kuryo da wana top rungu yena da simjen tamjegi sanjen di kumbang de top giriwe yang simjian gashigi tobare gashigi yang tobye meba tindereresna diyang mares simjian tamjegi ani sanjian tob ni bares a simjian tamjala sanjian gi rigi sanjian gi niba chajamji zawi ju ju zawa shi shima daude saben daude chajamla yewa meba yores da henji chejian gi jian chang ma chang ga jian 창마자당 다도 sanjian nyingpo jian siti o dindayin zang simjian tamja sanjian rung re si gyunzen shi guane ane simjian
tamja gyunzen shi di
a zosang guni chochi tam siti zobi sanjian ji gui ese chowa siti ese si armado tiondang loma la chilap si gore zobi sanjian ji gui ese chowa lati zobi sanjian ji gui chilap de simjian tamja la yewa medu chowa tam gyunzen jikche 아니 대신이의 매지당라든지 니 다진라야 되게 심지엔기 심기 랑신대당 상젠지 조비 상젠지 심기 랑신이라 예완되고 그러와 랑신팀에 답 찍어 직장이 봐 아니 리에 지나서 이 심지아 탐제라 상제기 릭스우라다 니바 심지아 탐제라 부승직 연제라 아 릭대기 릭대라 쇠땀마답기 기위 쇠땀마답마도 부싱라 산쟁기 리교레 만조 체칭겐지이나 단단 만조 체치기요레 만지기 리딜라 기위 체기스에 딱 따바도 참 세 따바라나 리디야소 단인제 교와 가양 두 마툼게 교와 망볼라다 교와 남말라 교와 망부질라 두 마툼게기 심젠 튼도함이 하나 부싱기 리디도
If we have determined, if we have found that Buddha, it is possible to become a Buddha, that a Buddhahood is something that could be attained, we then ask the question, well, do all sentient beings have that ability, have the kind of requisite causes to attain Buddhahood, or is it just some of them who have that capacity or ability? It's only some sort of sentient beings that will be able to possibly in the future become Buddhas. Well, here it's said that all sentient beings have the ability. They have like the seed or the foundation, that basic kind of cause. We call it the substantial cause that leads to Buddhahood. It's only a matter of whether or not they have the sort of conducive conditions that foster that, that develop that, or whether they have removed the kind of detrimental conditions to that. So it's not whether or not sentient beings have the ability. It's we believe that all sentient beings have the kind of fundamental cause that allows them to eventually become a Buddha. It's sort of whether or not that has been fostered and developed. When we engage in virtuous actions, we're like fostering or developing that seed of Buddhahood. But it's not the case that some sentient beings are somehow lacking that substantial cause. We all have that fundamental cause that will lead to Buddhahood. It's a matter of whether or not we have sort of developed the conducive conditions for that to ripen. So here, again, from the Uttara Tantra, or the Sublime Continuum, Maitreya cites there being sort of three reasons that all sentient beings are suitable to become fully enlightened. And first is that the sort of blessings of the Buddha go out to all without any kind of exception. There's not any sort of distinction when we talk about the blessings or sort of the works of the Buddha. It's not like they go to some beings and not to others, but rather they apply equally to all. And the sort of nature of mind, again, as we were talking about before, naturally sort of pure nature of mind is something that is indistinguishable. It applies, again, to all sentient beings. Those who have become enlightened have that same nature of mind as those who have not yet become enlightened, but it's rather a matter of those adventitious stains covering up that nature. But there's no sort of distinguishing the nature of the mind of a Tathagata from an ordinary sentient being. And these reasons are sort of sometimes difficult to parse out, but the third of them is that all have this sort of lineage of Buddhahood. So whether we're talking about a little bug or a human being, an animal, any kind of sentient being has the potential, the ability to become a Buddha. It's whether or not they have developed that or fostered that through developing positive virtuous actions and so forth. But it's not like we can point to a being and say they don't have the ability to become fully enlightened. Even those down to like the smallest bug, although they may not have developed much virtue, or like an animal, they haven't sort of fostered their seed of Buddhahood through development of virtue, they still have that fundamental ability to become a Buddha. Thus we say that all sentient beings have this essence, this nature of Buddhahood. And so when we talk about, or are usually for our motivation, when we are saying we wish to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, or wanting all sentient beings to be able able to attain that state of Buddhahood. We should recognize this is not empty words. If we have thought about it and actually established that Buddhahood is something that is attainable, that exists, that is attainable, and that is attainable by all sentient beings, then when we say that, it's not just empty words, but it's based upon a real understanding that that's possible.
Oh yeah, that's sanjian ji kumbang top tobiye da top rung ina da tap kanje ji la tene top gore sidi zamba tene o da vik de se tap ro vik yo wa yin da rik de sanje ki ju de ro da sanje ki ju de man ji sem sem gi rang xin yue sa wa de le ma do sanje de man ju sanje pe zu qi de lü de sanje ki sa la ku de yo ma de di sanje sanje ki lü le qi ye yo ma de di lü de ta ye ki samlo ta ye yo ma tan di li de su ro da li de de ce di gi ze tu ze zo so na li se ca re yang lü xian ba ji le ge kan da jiang lü sanje ki sa la ku ye yo ma re zhe ye yo ma re ta man zu sanje ki sa la ju ri ye de sim de sanje ki sa la dro tu ba se ge ge yo ra sim ji rang xin de di sanje ki ju ro wa sanje ki sanje ki sa la zhong gen de 만족이 단디기 셈 셈기 랑신 스나미도 팀은 랑신라 게메비 셈지요 랑신라 팀에 셈마 슈비 딘디기 셈데 다 상징이 살아 저거기 요인자 디야게 땅거요 다 셈기 랑신 상징이 릭스나 딜라시고르 디 다 주와 땅에 드니 상징이 살아 저거기 요인자 다 셈기 랑신라 주와 땅에 드니 아 가리고 다 단다 가래입니다. 오, 에, 다 기조 다 강, 다 남기림 받아오 있는 다 대지림네 집어 있는 다, 다 돌디네 시바 있는, 디바지야 미자신 개와 평소 소바제 랑기스미 용수 두 시에들에 다 강달자 쓴 고 심디 딤겐데 디바칭겐데 디빌레데 조레 디빌레데 조레 디기 딥기 요로 다 디 쳬바이나 디빌레 쳬바이나 심디 디비에 만지 심기 랑신데 회사오데 산쟁기 살라 드르룽기 심데 디빌레 망보 쳬바이나 디그나 디바넴베데 넴베데 페나 아 가르소레스 sai sai ting la sai ting sina mi du ji la ne set dao ji la zo ba ti ze ke ye na di ga zo cha pa ne be ja nam be ne be chu ne be chu na ni kan zam je ni cha pa ge tu ru du ni se ki ra xin de da be de tong ye me ba ni ta ka bu xi wo ji ge wa ko cha pa ne be ja ne be ja ne be de ko zang ma che ni ma se wa cha pa nyu ru ta ye ge cha la ta rung ko mang bo che ba ni ti ma ma ru to en ani ta se ki ra xin yue sa wa de tong ye ku ra yo ma 잡에 딤 팀하기 딤 디나신 디범 뭐 제발이나 먼저 쌤기랑 신데 딤 아니 디 디바데 투보차 아니 쌤 상제 갈에 가보차 디로 다 디바지 아니자시 세 디빌레데 아니 마 뉴루 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 땅바이나 아니 갈이 갈이니 베나 세트로 지라 팀아 잡바기 뚜미나 콜라 갈이 갈이 장마 속이 쓰기 전에 팀은 냄배 파마자 어째 갈리갈리 장마서 타마다가 셋캠에바 팀이 캐니 마케 팀이 팀아스오레 셋 야다다 딘디 카메 셋 장마데 모두 통기요라 어디나 신천이 타마다가 아니 셈기라 신데 여사와 시에디 디빌레 직방 니방 갈리갈리 방나 아니 셈기라 신 여사와 시에디고 랑라 모두 죽이리 rāngi sēngi rāngshīng yue sāwa ngōne dē rāngla ngōn tu chūgī rē tēdī ngō sūng tu chū na tēnī sāng jēpa nāmjī ngā tō kārē ngō sēngi rāngshīng dē tēndā ngā tō la sāng mā jē dē sēngi rāngshīng dē mā tōng wā yin zā rē sēngi rāngshīng dē ngō sūng tu tōng kī wā mā rē sēngi rāngshīng dē tī mā tī tō mā tā tā sā 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 bāng 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 rē rē bāng kāng zām tsē tēnī sēngi rāngshīng sim ta sim gi lang xin sim yue sa wa sim den dong de wan du qiu yong di ani xin yi sang jie ba cha o din de yin za ta dor di na di bi le bang ya ta gi wi le du bi ye de res
So here, if it is the case that Buddhahood exists, it's suitable for us to attain that, and all sentient beings have the capacity to attain such a state of Buddhahood, the question becomes, well, what are the sort of methods by which we actually attain such a state? And so here, it really comes down to fostering or developing this lineage of Buddhahood. Again, this is referring to this clear light nature of mind that all sentient beings have. This is what we call sort of like the seed of Buddhahood, or the lineage of Buddhahood. And so when we are talking about what needs to be developed in order to attain that state or to become a Buddha, we're not talking about this body. We are not going to be carrying the body of this current life to Buddhahood. When the time of this life has expired, we're casting this off and we're no longer going to have this kind of a body. But rather, it's about developing our mind. And so this the continuum of our mind is going to pass beyond just this life. And that is where we are working to remove these kinds of faults that are temporary or adventitious in order to sort of expose or develop, manifest this clear light nature of mind, developing this nature of mind through working with our mind. So when we are really thinking about this, it's not something that is bodily or physical, but rather our development needs to be focused on fostering or increasing and developing this clear light nature of mind. And so when we talk about the various stages of the path, and paths are like states of mind that we have developed, it really boils down to like the verse that we sometimes recite, do not commit any non-virtuous actions, perform only perfect virtuous actions, subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So again, is this, we have a continuum of mind that will continue to Buddhahood, and that is covered over, obscured by these sort of temporary stains. And if we add to those stains by engaging in negative actions, so when we engage in negativities, non-virtuous actions, it's like we're adding on to that kind of obscuration of our mind. Whereas when we are able to remove those kinds of negativities, we can then remove the sort of stains that are obscuring our mind. It's like we have all of the potential of a Buddha, but we're not able to see that because it's covered over. Like if you have a piece of gold or something, and some kind of like rust or stain gets on that, and then it gets covered up more and more and more, pretty soon you're not able to see that you even have a piece of gold. It's totally covered over with these kinds of stains, and we can't actually see it. But it's something that can be cleaned. If you're slowly removing all of that sort of stuff that is covering over this gold, eventually you get back to that piece of gold. And so too, with our mind and the clear light nature of mind, that is something that if we take care not to add with negative mind states, engaging in non-virtues, and instead develop virtuous attitudes, we can actually fully sort of manifest, fully develop this clear light nature of mind, and come to a point where it's able to directly sort of be seen in the way that a Buddha has directly or completely developed this clear light nature of mind. And again, we can think of this clear light nature as being the emptiness of true existence of the mind. But when one has removed all of those adventitious stains, one is then able to become a Buddha. And this is so the real sort of heart of the practice is encapsulated in that very simple verse, that we should not commit any non-virtuous actions. We should not add to the sort of stains that cover over the clear light nature of mind, and instead try to perform only positive virtuous actions, subduing the mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha.
Oh yeah, that 담보 시림기다 냠린스 남미도 어디르다 시작을 수만한 시 세남민바 담보 또 해야 람라 다 냠린치디 담보 세남민바데 또 같이 그래 세남민바라디 디빌레디도 그래 세남민바 담보 또 미게 주봉게 추림기도 람네 아니 미게 줄래 또 같이 그래 어다 세남민바 담보 또 바르도 다음에 또 같이 담아 다시 끼인도 봐 감기시 개발 인수해야 돼 세남민바 담보 또 쓰야 돼 디빌레 디바치야 미자치 개와 평소 초바제세 디바치야 미자세 되고 디레 간이스는 만족이 미유데 카레스나 난 만족 생기랑 시외사와지 하코로 샘 생기랑 시미외사와 레샤 헤메바지 레샤 이나야 로고르기 티마지 디바데 다 하코체 디 하코스나 다 다네스인데 Semgi tandang manzola loburgi time dibi semdela ta di diba de kali kali sa kandu kaze sa tutuk chita se dila di sa se chimala digi tima de nyurutan di jemala nyurutan ane kanzam zejini ninja chimbota chanjuki semgen telejan semgi tima de tabu nyuruturi tini tombani tona telejan semgi tima de nyuruturi tata yuwa marede nyuru nyuru tape tima da masona Tak kalah kanjam tekkal ayam ni, ini sangat jadi sama cima de yongsu coba tak cima cemo sama meba, ane cima cemo jilai ane tadung semgi tingna cima cemo jilai ane tadung sangat jayu mare, pena tenzing pangna ya semgi, manzoki semgi kita cewi tenzing de pangna ya tigi saben saben de pangna ya tarung tigi pakja, tak pakja de pangna ya tarung tigi tak ni nangi cuci ni batau cuci nargi. Denzing digi, tanda denzing di tu mana yang denzing di saben dan denzing mana yang ngar kita digi, baca di kompi tunang di deh yoro, di tu dibar, di tu lade, di tu dah, oda di tu cuma camor, tak di tu dah yang di tempat di tu yang tak dah yang di, kini semde, mana semde, rangi semde, zaman cah, tadi sang jebar, rangi semde, rangi semgi tinggi cuma camor sama yang halap ceh ceh tu mana, ane di di tu dah rang sang jebar. 我 tinte in zang, ngay tambo, ta di ji yong wala ngay tambo, sena mimba tambo to siye di, tante ne, tima di, nebe jagi yong wale, di gang la, dikwa sa ni, dikwa te, dikwi lea cha wa ina, turu du gire, roa, ta di turu ma tang wa, trabu kang ta, ta nganzo da ma song na, nyung ru, se atuk ta ya di, ta nganzo di, mi yu di res.
So then in terms of the way in which we take this into practice, as Aryadeva has said in the 400 verses, first we have to avert or turn away from that which is non-meritorious. And it continues by saying that we need to turn away from that which is of the self and then turn away from all views, and he who knows this is wise. But beginning with the first line here, turning away from all that is non-virtuous is really the first step of our practice. Knowing that these stains that are sort of covering or obscuring our mind are something that are not in the nature of that mind, but however much we are able to remove or reduce them, we can eventually get rid of them completely. So this is something where, as we begin, we develop a kind of attitude of avoiding that which is non-virtuous, making an effort not to at least add on to the kind of obscurations or sort of stains covering over our mind. And as we begin to then develop further compassion and bodhicitta, this attitude of wishing to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, we're able to even more kind of powerfully get rid of those stains which are obscuring the mind. And then we are able to develop this wisdom, realizing emptiness, realizing the lack of that kind of true existence, that again, this is something that increases the power, the ability to remove these stains from our mind. And first we understand that in a kind of conceptual way, and then we get to a direct realization of emptiness, this lack of true existence. And that, again, is when we achieve what's called the path of seeing and the path of meditation, it becomes very clear that these stains are something that we can remove. We are removing them. And there's a hope, there's a real sense that we are able to finally, eventually, we will be able to get rid of all all of the kinds of obscurations and stains, even the most subtle, that prevent our minds from being omniscient, from attaining that state of Buddhahood. So once we begin this process, we are able to see that in stages we can remove even down to the very most subtle kind of obscurations. And so we get to the point where when we have a direct realization of emptiness or the lack of true existence, that is able to get rid of our, eventually, again, we're progressing in stages, get rid of the grasping at true existence as well as the kinds of seeds of that grasping. But even more subtle than that, we have the kind of like imprints that have been left over time, as well as the most subtle sort of appearances of dualism. And this is something that, again, as we progress through the various stages of the paths and the grounds, one is able to get rid of, finally, at Buddhahood, even the most subtle sort of stains. They get thinner and thinner and thinner, that which is obscuring our mind, until finally they are completely gone. We're able to get rid of all of them entirely. And so as we begin this kind of process, we should at the very least, not add on to the kind of stains of our mind. At least we should try not to make that thicker. In the way that Arya Davis says, the first thing that we need to do is turn away from that which is non-meritorious or non-virtuous. Or like this verse from the sutra that do not commit any non-virtuous actions. As long as we are making an effort, we should try not to add on to that which is obscuring or sort of keeping us from enlightenment.
Oh yeah, that thing is that tanda manzu gila ani de lam thambo gi nyamle da yong ye yong mar lam thambo gi to ko me wa in zang ta shi je be sung ba na xin chen ni sen na min ba thambo to le di di la pe zhen che gi gi ro shi je be sung ba na xin 바르도 다음에 또 같이 세게 다음에 비 따와다 요 말은 되네 다음에 비 따와라 로종 치기요레 대단 숨도 되네 아니 세남 멤버 탐부터 시에데다 나팅만도 치투기요레 대대 세남 멤버 세남 멤버라는 미기 위해 되죠라고 어 뒤조다 너야데다 개친부 통미차다 뒤조 개친부레스 딱디 아 맞아 디봉게도 타다 두발라 쯤바 훈련체바 진기로 시에기 아 라마체도기 그 람림지요아 기우충이 람림이 갑라 메 담보다 디봉게도 타다 두발라 디바봉에다 개와 타다 두발라 아니 쯤바 훈련체바 진기로 세 아니 만조야 디치다 통미체라 디치다 냠네 딜라쯤 그래스 디봉게도라 나 디기체도다 아 대단냠도 되니 다음에 비따와다 퇴섬치에 람상 마코나에 끼어요. 거기 말아와 다음에 비따와 미지기 시에바다 람상 코나 아니 다음에 비따와 짜지부 차기 말해 거 갖고 띵사보다 산전 좀 된대 이빼 깨닫지부 쉬어라 다음에 비따와 띵사보래 거 갖고 까와래 또 까와래 시에바다 람상 코와다 니마 가시야지 롭종 전이 다음에 비따와 니에나 니네 거 짜지부 차기 말해 거 렐라고 차버래 로 오 인자 다음에 비따와 시에디 가지 년이 많고 나요. 다른 집사마도 뒤져 졸라다고 근데 제친 말에 가지 년이 탱자 년이 많고 나요. 탱자 년이 박자당 탱자라 뒤지 만다고 들리게 많고 나요. 집사마도 경지야 뒤져 졸라다 근데 따원 자원님의 말에 오인 계속 듣고 시에바다 가시엘레도 어 동반 얘기 따와 거대고 시오승기도 레다 동반 얘기 따와 거대고 산재 좀 된 게야 아니 마산 재미 승기요래 동반이 모습도 맛도 봐도 수직이 지다와시 시에투기 말했어요래 마산 재미 시에라 바로 지인시디 쌈도 매바 제도 매바 시에디 동반이 모습도 맛도 경기 강사게 지다와시도 시에투기 말했어요래 어 인장 네 년경기 다 대회장 가보러 와고 어디 인장 동반 얘기 꼴시에디 어다디 거기 민두 디 거기 민두 다 뒤져 졸라도 했으면 요 말해서 어다디 심심게 그래서 강답장 동반 이시에 짜친구 디 딜라 고아지 녀바다 디기 녀시지 녀바이나 녀모 망보지 가도 그래 저 미기 윌레 망보지 가도 그래 가르스 만조다 마소나 범친구 시오지래 범친구 내가 빼나 미망보 미 자지지기 내가 채웠다 주제지기 내가 채웠니 미 망보지기 니마 나와지기 내가 채웠다 투제지기 까마지기 내가 채웠니 직바도 차기오라고 니더오래 똥바니 그와 신발라 닦아래 때문에 개편도 요르데 이나 똥바니기 되나 예바지 예바이나 랍침부시 오래 예스입니다.
So here, we're not necessarily at a point where we're at the higher sort of stages of this verse that Aryadeva is describing, where he talks about first, we should avert or turn away from that which is non-meritorious, and then we should develop an understanding of selflessness or emptiness, and then finally getting rid of all views and so forth. So here, it's important at the beginning to make an effort then at avoiding that which is non-virtuous, which isn't meritorious or positive. And then we train in this understanding of selflessness or emptiness. And then we finally are able to fully develop that wisdom and get rid of all of our obscurations and so forth. But we should recognize that even if we're not yet able to understand fully these teachings on selflessness or emptiness, to put down imprints in our mind, this is something that is very important. And we also shouldn't be dismissive of the kind of practice of avoiding non-virtuous actions and engaging in positive virtuous actions. So as it says in a prayer, that may I be blessed to willingly take up the pursuit of abandoning non-virtue and engaging in virtue. This is something that we shouldn't sort of dismiss, but recognize that that's extremely important. And with that as a foundation, we then engage in the kind of study and pursuit of understanding selflessness or emptiness. And now this is something that is renowned as part of the Buddha's teachings. He was renowned for specifically teaching selflessness, and it's considered to be something very precious, but also something very difficult to understand. If it were the case that we could understand this quickly and easily without a great deal of effort, then it wouldn't be so precious. It wouldn't be the mark, such a distinctive and difficult mark of the teachings of the Buddha. We shouldn't get discouraged thinking that, well, I'm hearing these teachings about selflessness and emptiness and I'm not really understanding this. But rather, we should recognize that anytime we do hear about them and think about them, it's not a waste of time. It's not just like using up time, but rather it's something that's beneficial. We're laying down the kind of imprint to be able to understand these things in the future. Maybe we hear teachings on selflessness 100 times and we don't feel like there's a huge change. Well, there's some sort of difference. We have developed imprints, and eventually we will be able to understand these kinds of concepts. But it's not, so hearing about this is something that is only beneficial, but we shouldn't think that it is going to be easy. As it is expressed elsewhere, the teachings of the Buddha, particularly regarding emptiness or selflessness, are said to be inconceivable and inexpressible. These are things that are like, for those who have not had a direct realization of what it means for all things to be selfless and empty, it's impossible to describe or to even imagine what that is. So again, we shouldn't give up in terms of pursuing this, recognizing that even if we don't yet understand, there is benefit that comes from hearing these teachings. And so we should, I'm encouraging you to all give rise to a kind of sort of motivation to keep studying this, even though it may seem difficult. Like right now, you are not able to understand at the current time. Eventually, there's the hope that you will be able to understand this. So this is something.
나다 담아디. 동반 얘기 듣는데 고안이 봐이나 니몽충도 돼요. 한도시오 레스 대자게 당진 니몽 코 랍침부시오 레스 니몽 봉예라.
So
죽충도 당해다 진들라.
And in terms of our being able to get rid of our afflictions and get rid of those kinds of stains of mind, the realization of emptiness is particularly powerful. It's particularly efficacious in being able to remove those kinds of afflictions. So, for example, if we have like a difficult task that needs to be done, you could maybe get 100 people together and try to do that kind of task. Whereas if you brought brought in a machine, you can maybe do that in a much shorter period of time. And so it is with this realization of emptiness, or this understanding of emptiness. The kind of work that would take 100 people tons of time to do manually can be done very quickly with a kind of machine. And so too, when we have an understanding of emptiness, our afflictions are able to be removed so much more easily.
Oh yeah, that's how that you would not this chinita digita sanji jegi karsure sanjena sanje nuna that top country latin and drugures in the tipong gezo tipapong gevitso tumeta, gewas the teletas, and under yishikso, matama mebala labnetini, drugures, you did it.
So if Buddhahood is then something that is suitable to be obtained, and we ask, well then what are the methods for obtaining that state of Buddhahood? It is again engaging in the sort of accumulation of virtue, avoiding negativities and accumulating virtuous actions in terms of the complete collection of method and wisdom, developing those.
Oh yeah, that ambition. Shepherd, Tabichi, Yambatian, and Digi Chashela, Domura, Gavitso, Chashela, Tesum Gomsum, Siename, Turbata, Sambani, Chin Yambata, Shepi Gabla, and Turbatan, D. Tubi Tuna Samotan, and D. Gabla Domura, or then Yamdu, and the Tubi Tende, and Sambi Jela, and Tubi Tende Gom. What that in the Chasin Lanzota, Chi Tian Tanda Chi Yen Shi Tian, what that in the 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 Chi 냠레 참아 뒤나 뒤요라 딜레 사가지 요 말했다
So then in terms of the kinds of practices of dharma, the activities of engaging in hearing the dharma and then reflecting on this, this really encompasses the primary sort of practice of what it is to engage in dharma. So when we are, the sort of primary virtues that we want to engage in are first thinking about hearing the teachings and then based upon what we have heard, engaging in contemplation, and finally, then meditating on the meaning that we have contemplated. So, among the virtues that we are trying to cultivate, particularly important is this hearing, gaining certainty in the meaning that we have heard, and then based upon our contemplation of that, engaging in meditation. That's really the essence of the practice.
Oh yeah, that means because the lesson that during the lesson, my teacher said that during me. Ranya deshe me de loya jikpo yin chirubi ani maa zile na ni deshe ti jitiawa maang che chirubi deba re cikje de kashi jitu
Yeah, so then we will pick up from the text here, and the majority of this we're not going to go into too much sort of detailed commentary of the refutation of non-Buddhist schools. Later we'll sort of get back to going more into the commentary, but we'll just sort of go through this.
What? Ah. 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 So that the city.
Did you say?
Oh, that long shall that turned out, Dodo, Chigbar and that Pumi, Manzo Namji, Rinjentan, while Pumi, Casas, Giuka, Giu Samin Chumi, Mimi Lumin, Namgami, Namshim in the Giukan Telation, Casas, Namshim in the Gimina, Telation, the Giukan, said the Kansa, said the Kansaki, Lugis, Kam Sada Chuda. Meta lungda da di di chashe kanya mares, tetale shenyang kansa tatinzana nye yo mares, oda kansa sina tatinzana lugi chashe kanya yo mares, di na shin chen diyang, ani kansa sidi soda jada semo da 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 ruba da chata na da, oda dini ima cheni dami ruba mi, nami pegen ma yin di chuse dani na jami, dani shenda ngumi di lojin tanya dama yin, nandro shen yin dama yin, dang ni chi sa jin ma yin, shada baba dama yin, treta lu yin, pugan dama yin, nam gindu, nam she chukya dama yin, so da, nam she da, da di di changma dama re, so da di da jikwa re.
So, I thought we were at verse 57. I don't know if we had read through those yet. Yeah. Well, we're just going to go through it very quickly. So here, this is picking up with verse 57. And this is, again, refuting the sort of self of the person. And this is similar, basically the same kind of meaning as this, in Nagarjuna's Precious Garland, where he says the individual or the person is not the earth, not the water. He is not the fire, nor wind, nor space. He is not the consciousness. So if he is not all of those, then where is the individual apart from those? So when we look at our own sort of body, the basis of designation of this thing that we call the person, when we look within each of the constituent parts, we can't find anything to point to as being that person. And so here too, Shantideva has a similar kind of description where he says the teeth, hair, and nails are not I, nor am I bone, blood, mucus, phlegm, pus, or lymph. Bodily oil is not I, nor is sweat, fat, or the entrails either. The cavity of the entrails is not I, nor is excrement or urine. Flesh is not I, nor are the sinews, warmth, nor air. The body cavities are not I, nor is any one of the six types of consciousness. So again, within that sort of basis, there's nothing that one can point to as being the person.
Oh yeah, that comes down to the thing that the samudaya kachimbore, that the sada, soda, jada, semoda, dada, ruba, maina, that namji nga seji yorwa, that the Tikti Tundalama, some of them, Namjing, Nga, said the pet. Indigi, Nga, Sipe, Ningi, Gila, Halamas on the deed in the Jinapet, Toto, Joji, Yoto, Sorgir, Nga, said Ningi, Stita, Nang, Pumbi, Nang Lodo, Jina, Pumbo, Mayingi, Pumbo, Le Shamba, Ra, Kaisen, Pumbo, Mayingi, Pumbo, Le Shamba, the contest, some of Corgir, Sena, and Namji, my Pumbo lay doa. Pumbo Koran lay, my Pumbo lay marwa. Pena, my tech lay doa co, tech the mamains and my easy. And you go tapo down, zeg devoto sumito. Dinashi, my Pumbo city, not a Pumbo ni tapo de ze, not a tapo de che, Pumbo de di tap, wanja, ze sort of. Oh, in this number, Pumbo de ta marwa. That may be. Kongdo shivu sadi dang yangna deja shivu jidi dang yangna tsuwa chapul ledi kangdak jang dedu ki tsuwa chapul ledi dindu ki gachi nga de shukche wa legi re nganzo ki gachi dindu ki nga de nga rangwa wa de rwa pungpo le tene takpa mayin pa to kurang ki ngayne chubi nga rangwa wa cha wa o nganzin de tela te zimbi zimba de ya shukche ru togi re nga de yang sa ru togi re gachi nga de yang So what happened? Oh, didn't you get mad at that? Got to do some Gajan yet zing or Gajan yet zina, same hilly daddy, Halam Gaja the moon to chukapore. That same so what happened, lady, Gaja the moon to chugir, Gaji daddy. And Gajan yet zins in China teddy chimber, raw, Congress show, Sadi Zamba. When a China Congress show, Savi jailer, the Kogabiabo show, Rari, Gajan yet zinchi. That Tangi Marimado. When it's in a Kongo show, Savichella, Gatan Yunzi, Chepe, Kokabra, Titisam Gacha, Sabo show needs into it. Oh, Dindiki Gacha de Jangi Zimbatar, Du, Mindu, Mia, Malatanta Kongo show, Savikam, Masamaki, Mati, Du, Mindu, Jayon, didn't Jada saw the same of this Kawalaya Zari on December, didn't it? Did you tell me Rangla Chariak in Madi Maina? Didn't it? I'm not a Kawaii. 나디 메나 아니 랑코 콘도 칸나 콘도 가르치니 사레 콘도 상게데 수레 가르치도 사레 상게데 카와요레스네 티니 강잠들이 야다디 처음에 저 콘도 사와라 콘도 산이 처음에 왔어도 닝보 메고 소도 콘도 상게다 아니 가르스브레다 다 사시 유라 섬로 땅나야 다가나시 사시 유디엄 자는 예매고 상견대 콘도 상견이 나 보라야 자는 예매고 아니 다 수수수는 다 나 가르치는 콘도 사이나 선비 오 딘데기 때네 테네 콘도 마 지에다 아니 라신기 세바차에 오 딘데 요로
So here, like it says in this verse, these verses, the teeth, hair, and nails are not I, etc. When we are thinking, when we have this strong sense of I, this strong sense of a self, or there's like a thought or a feeling within the depths of our heart that there's like this real I, this sort of solid, actual I, that is somehow within these aggregates, this collection of body and mind, are again these five aggregates that we refer to are form, feeling, consciousness, mental formations, and discrimination. But so it, we have this sense that there is something within that collection that is that I, as it appears to us, as this sort of having this its own kind of identity. But if it were the case that these aggregates, this body and mind complex, were the I, then how could we say my aggregates? Because the possessor would be the same thing as that which is possessed. So it's like we have a sense that although there's nowhere outside of our aggregates that we could search for this I, that somehow within them there is a self that is like the master kind of directing these aggregates that we have. That's something that's somehow not sort of dependent or connected with the aggregates even, but somehow it's in control of those aggregates. Somehow there's this self that is able to like move those and control them, but is yet not of them. So we have this sense of an I, and it is particularly strong when we have some sort of strong emotional reaction. So when someone, when we get really angry, for example, or when we are feeling a great deal of desire, this sense of I comes up much stronger. So it's a sense of this I or this self that is not just designated on this collection of aggregates, but rather that really exists from its own side. So when we have this kind of strong grasping at an I or sense of an I, this is the sort of self, the I, that is to be refuted. This is the object of refutation. And identifying that object of refutation is critical for the kind of analysis that we are engaging in. So actually when we say get really angry or have some kind of strong emotional reaction, it can be a good opportunity for us to be able to identify this I or this self as it appears to us. So when we have this kind of strong emotion, maybe not right in that moment, but we're able to kind of recognize the sense of I or the sense of self that arises and then begin to analyze, well, does that self really exist? Is it one of the parts of this body, or how does it exist within those aggregates? Where is it that such a self as is appearing to me could exist within this basis of designation? And when we begin to engage in this kind of analysis, it's actually quite efficacious in getting rid of, say, our anger. If we're really angry and we begin to look for, well, who is it that's actually getting angry? Where is that angry person within these aggregates? And if you can't find such a person, then naturally you're going to give rise to patience, say in the example of getting angry. And when we begin to not just examine the way that our self appears, that sense of I, but in regards to the other, like say the person that made us really angry, we have a sense that they are really, truly existent, but when we begin to look for them as well, within their aggregates, as for the person that exists as they appear to us, we can't sort of find that. So here, beginning this process of identifying the object of negation, that kind of self that is to be refuted, when we are able to identify the arising of that, we then begin to examine within that basis of designation, as it goes here in this verses, and find that there's nothing that we can point to as being the I or the self within that.
Oh yeah, that did check the digi carsureta, docs yet, the pumbo that in the camares, that pumbi chasheta dindle. That's an yemeva. That didn't imagine that. Oh, that she will be dark devas, she will be dark.
So then we turn to a kind of refutation of the self that's posited by outsiders or non-Buddhist sort of schools. And so in general, those non-Buddhists assert a self that is either in the nature of consciousness or in the nature of form or sort of material. And so all of these, the self that is posited by outsiders, whether they are asserting that it is something that is awareness or like a material form that is that self, they assert that this is something which is permanent and autonomous. So for example, the Samkhyas that are saying that the self is awareness, they would say that this is something that is permanent in the sense that it goes through all past lives, it was there in past lives and will go into future lives, and it goes through these kind of lives. It remains without any sort of change. This is something that is stable and enduring. Such a self is permanent. And so this is the kind of self that is being refuted. Whether such a permanent self is asserted to be of the nature of consciousness or the nature of material form.
Oh yeah, that's the dilemma. The law saying, "Tini, mat law saying, that the worst that jam of what chirobi that kind of thing that, ah, that the malo shasha na ani ang yabumin da ko zacchen buin da ko law ni, shung chazang jogura juma jinju tadi oda jinju shung chazang law tare."
先要把你的想呢,我的卡清楚民族思想的想呢,然后要通过了,进去给兄弟用作杂情不行,我的钱,落落你小意思。So we're going to then go through and read some of these. So it's a little bit difficult to understand the kind of views or that are propounded by outsiders sometimes, but I think it's important to at least go through this or read through it because we are going through the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, and we wouldn't want to go through it in a way where later we look back and are like, oh, we didn't do that part of it. So at least we are going to try to read through. It's sometimes difficult to understand the kind of assertions of these non-Buddhist schools, but we are going to go through these verses.
Oh yeah, that didn't matter. 가대
Then beginning with verse 60, it says, if the awareness of sound were the permanent self, sound would always be apprehended. In the absence of an object of awareness, what do you say would be known by awareness? So again, if the person is a consciousness, and they are asserting here that that consciousness as well as sound are both permanent, well then, how could it be that the person realizes sound at some times and not at others? So here, you can't have an object of awareness in the absence of a subject. And so, the second half of it says, in the absence of an object of awareness, what do you say would be known by what awareness? So here again, if sound as well as the consciousness that perceives it, asserted to be the self, were both permanent, then it would have to be the case that you are always perceiving sound or never perceiving sound. There's no possibility for any kind of change there.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. You got the same thing. You know, seeing a sheba tower. You tend to see the net that will never sheba meeting is. See the meba. You see the thing. Meba sheba the.
So then, continuing to verse 61, this then says, if you assert that awareness exists in the absence of an object of cognition, then it would follow that a piece of wood could be awareness. Thus, it is certain that without an object of awareness present, there is no awareness. So here, it is the case that we can't posit there being a consciousness without something that it is conscious of. A consciousness is dependent on that object of which it is conscious. And so we can't assert that there is knowing without an object that is known. And so, as it says in the second part of this, thus it is certain that without an object of awareness present, there is no awareness. So there could be no sort of permanent aware self. So here, then continuing in verse 62, and again, they're positing that this awareness is a permanent awareness. So if that very awareness cognizes visual form, why does it not hear sound as well? If you reply that this sound is not nearby, then awareness of that would also not exist. So again, they are asserting that there is this kind of permanent awareness or permanent consciousness. And if you assert that, well, when the consciousness is engaged with cognizing visual form, then it wouldn't hear sound. Thus, it's not permanent in the sense of constantly hearing sound. So we can see that, like, for example, when our visual consciousness is distracted to something, we're not engaging with our auditory consciousness. And so here the problem is, again, if one is asserting that there is a permanent conscious self, that couldn't there couldn't be a time when it is perceiving sound and another time when it is not perceiving sound or cognizing sound.
Oh yeah, that the name did that ning do down the mimba. Did that ning do down the mimba pumin paya means that they do the mimba ning dop city zamba chita tangengi do the mimba ning dop sina so what they do down yum sumla see your risk they do down yum sumla to me ning dop yen den sum see your yen den sum chanyam baladi they do down yum sum chanyam be so what they do down yum sum chanyam ba. Odila Tanyala Dumini Dudam Mimba Ningdo. O Dindigi Negabdila Ani Dindigi Negab Jigla Ani Zose Chizosi Yor that Tanjem Timo Mambi Chuptare. O digi zode Dui Kabla Ramshin Zosi Yore. Debi Kabla Kolan Namchu Oda Dini Kanta Oda Dindigi Tazo de Yendem some Chanyam be so rushing the any car surta. Chedama, Cheda, Changjang, Tutala, Pena, Pata Puni. Nanzo in the Pata Puni, Gawari, Dinila, Chame, Chickmaris, Rakuni, Changjang, but you the devil, Yendang, Ranshin Chick, yes, Ranshin Chick, Ranshin Chickina, Chame, Chachem, Dindigis, Dindina. Debut nam debut debut dia ju tisu ye bore tangjem di la yo ra di na ani debut la sa wa dan ju la mi sa wa si ge tangje tanye chi ge ta di zo tanye di zo yong ma re sta di la yo ta nam ma mo xian ge ta ten da si ra mi du wo kang da jia
shi sa san da da zi ran qing kang yan ba de zu jin ba ji da ge or chi ni
a le o di 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 lo ma se Oh yeah, Janzi Rashin Kanyimba, Tesu Zimba Chidaju, Chigni Pada Punidu, Tai Yanda Nidu means, or that Janzingi Rashin Kanyimba, Te Su Zimba Chidaju, Stadjingi Ladre. Kesi Zin Sigi, you know? Sheba the Tapati, Jazimbi Sheba, Su Zimbi Sheba, Jazimbi Sheba the Tapati, Jazin Sigena, Su Yang Zin, Zingi Lazara, Dina, Zin took it resina, that's in the Sheba degi Suda Tiro Rejanaka, Zin took it resina, that the country Zin took it re. Ani, that's in the Dai Rashin, the Suji Rashin Kagar was, Roa Dai Rashin, the Suji Rashin Kagar, Tangengi Dai Rashin, the Suji Rashin Chigres, Shita Tanja Rashin Chigres, or Dina, and put up Pai Rashin and Chig Chagres, Pajanji Chigri, Chigni Pata Puni to Tapai and Teni means. Pai Rashin, the Pui Rashin, Yan Chick Chad of Race, Kerantan, Dimares, Pada Puni, Rashin Chick Seed, Tangem Kurang Pata Paramato, Tela, Yan Tapani, Pada Puni Rashin Chick Mares, or this.
Okay.
Tama Lona Digger Tata Vision.
Sorry, so, then in verse 63, it says, how can something that is the substance of the apprehending of sound be a cognition of visual form? A single person may be regarded as either a father or as a son, but this is not in terms of reality, only relativistically. And then it continues into the next part of verse 64. For neither Sattva, Rajas, or nor Tamas is either the son or the father. So this gets really confusing because the Samkhyas have this assertion that there are these three sort of elements or constituents that actually make up the sort of primal substance of the universe that is called Prakriti. And so here, that for them, they would say that visual form as well as sound, those objects that we perceive, are all of a kind of a single nature. And there are lots of problems that come with the sort of Samkhya presentation of the way that this primal substance manifests somehow, and there's this idea that like the cause, the result is already present in the cause, it just hasn't manifested yet, and so they get into these issues of the cause and result being simultaneous and kind of different issues that come up. But so here in the first in verse 63, where it says, how can something that is the substance of apprehending that is the substance of the apprehending of sound be a cognition of visual form? So here, if something exists as permanent in that it is the substance of apprehending sound, how could it then shift and be in the nature of apprehending or cognizing visual form? And so the response to this is that, well, they want to say that, well, in the way that a person could be posited as either father or son, you can sort of say, well, this consciousness is apprehending sound, or it's apprehending form. And so here, this is not something that applies here. Like, those two substances can't be the same. Like, again, we posit someone being a father, being a son, dependent on other things. And so here, in terms of they're sort of wanting to posit this way, it's not possible when one has this idea of intrinsic reality, being able to then have a permanent consciousness that apprehends form as well as sound.
Oh yeah, that's my notion. That is, did that end up do that? Remember, pulling pamayins, end up do that. Saying it doesn't like that. They do that on the skiores. Then it transing down them be rushing you to tone my cargant of two shing it. Then you don't let 가대 출신 되니는 직니 직니 되는 님의 직 가대 출신 되면 대이랑신 신 랑기랑신 메스 어다 신이 전에 대다나 깨워긴 긴 깨워 깨긴 직도 타와 줄 셈바 셈바 셈에 대다든 직규 강지 예니 충 강제 제자 직 친지로 대제 자위 된 강이 셈에 봐야 다음인데 셈에 니 직 품소시 엔데 셈당 덴비지 시에나 미지 미시 지바 탈 지데 달라 규메나 셈베 텔라 지식체 대다 셈에 차다와 남가 답도 체바 규루스 어디 대바들로다니 이젠 마다니.
So we're going to just read through a few of these verses. Again, this just gets kind of confusing with the views that are posited by the others. So, but if the cognition of visual form is the cognition of sound in another form, like an actor, then it is not permanent. If the cognition of form is another cognition, then that singularity is unprecedented, because again, they're positing some sort of permanent, singular, autonomous kind of a self. If you claim that the other mode of cognition does not truly exist, then say what its natural form is. If you reply consciousness itself, then it entails the unwanted consequence that all conscious beings are identical. That which has volition and that which lacks it would be the same, because their very being is equivalent. If a specific entity is deceptive, what corresponding basis does it have? That which is not consciousness is not I, because it lacks consciousness, just like cloth and so on. If you counter that it is consciousness, since it is conjoined with consciousness, then it would follow that the non-conscious entity would vanish. Moreover, if the self is not subject to change, then what is the use of its consciousness? Thus, lacking consciousness and being separate from activity, space could be regarded as the self.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That day shash didn't it? Tiwa yena ta kashia ji lengi.
So we will stop there for today. But if there are any questions, please ask.
Shiro bi kolla da. 싶다.
The refutation of outsiders' views is a little.
저런 것도 좀 좋은. 야, 다음은 드시다. 좋은.
사시보기 주.